Well, the allegation that there is any kind of meaningful or significant or extensive vote fraud in Milwaukee or anywhere else in Wisconsin is totally erroneous. We've had three official investigations into vote fraud from the 2004 and the 2008 presidential elections. In those two elections alone, there were approximately 12 million votes cast. Out of those 12 million votes cast, these three investigations resulted in only 20 formal prosecutions. There just isn't any meaningful or extensive vote fraud that occurs. He's also wrong that we don't have penalties for vote fraud. It's a Class I felony in Wisconsin to commit fraudulent voting, to participate in any kind of fraudulent voting practice. It's a Class I felony resulting in up to three and a half years of imprisonment and a $10,000 fine. Why he's doing this? The only reason he could be saying this and doing this is to try to instill fear into voters in Milwaukee and around the state, and also try to scare people, voters in Milwaukee, into thinking that they're doing something wrong or unlawful by trying to exercise the right to vote.